The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Now we're headed down to one of Ireland's most famous streets, Moore Street, where something is going down. I wonder what it is. Our man Colm Flynn can tell us more. Colm, good morning.
Good morning, John Murray. John, a lot of people here are very excited that they're on the John Murray Show. As you know, John, Dublin has many famous statues. We've Daniel O'Connell, who's not too far from us, standing here this morning. Phil Lynott, who struts his stuff up in Grafton Street. Molly Malone, who we covered on the show in her new home on Suffolk Street. But this morning, I'm standing. There's a huge crowd around. There's photographers, there's TV cameras. Because here at the very bottom of Moore Street, where it meets Henry Street, there is a new statue, John, about to be unveiled. Now, most of us have been kept in the dark as to who it is. We're not sure. People have been peeping under the veil this morning. People have been whispering and speculating as to who it might be. And I have some of the street traders here beside me. Mark Kyo, how are you?
How are you? How are you?
How long have you, your family, how long have they been street traders?
A couple of decades now and more. She's selling fruit and veg.
And do you like the job?
It's all right, it is, yeah. I just come down to give a hand out and that's all.
Okay, and what is it that you like about it? Because this morning when we arrived, it was lashing rain at 8 a.m.
That's the best about it. Coming down in the rain and I'm meeting all the people and that.
And this statue we're looking at in front of us with the veil over it, people have been guessing all morning. What's your best guess as to who it might be?
Well, I thought it was Louis Walsh.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I thought it was Louis Walsh.
Why did you think Louis Walsh?
I don't know, the head and the shoes and that.
You can't see the head, it's covered in a veil.
It's the way it is, his head is big. Louis' head is big anyway it is.
Is it? Okay, listen, we're moving swiftly on as this, eh? Tara Phelan, you were telling me that you're probably one of the youngest street traders at only 25 years of age.
I am, yeah.
How long have you been doing it?
4 years.
And how did you get into it?
The mother and dad, they're here over 40 years.
Okay, and we're looking at your stall right across there. Who's looking after it at the moment?
My friend is just there.
Okay. Who do you think is under that veil?
Well, I thought it was my boss, Mary Sutton, by the shoes, but I don't think it is. Hoping that in anyway.
Just kind of keeping an eye on you, is that what
she
you thought?
She is, yeah. That's what I thought.
Okay, but you've been here for an hour and a half like us this morning, and have you had a peep under?
I was trying, but... You just wouldn't let me.
No, I wouldn't let you. Okay. John, good morning again. Well, I'm telling you, people were expecting to see the statue at 9 o'clock this morning and the suspense is killing people here and the crowd has been getting bigger and bigger. And poor Lorraine White, the street trader I was about to speak to the last time when we got cut off the air, she's been waiting for her piece, her time in the limelight. Lorraine, how long have you been on Moore Street?
A long, long, long time.
A long time. And do you enjoy it?
Love it.
Why is it?
I just love the atmosphere, the people, the crack.
And we're asking people to guess who's under that veil this morning. Who's that statue going to be up?
Well, it is supposed to be Molly Malone. And as you know, she was a fishmonger. So it could be Margaret Buckley for all I know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So that's who your money's on?
Well, yeah, because after all, she is the only fish trader in the street left. So it could be her.
Okay. And would you be happy then if you saw
her? Oh, delighted. Okay. It's the same height as her anyway.
And we also have a local councillor here, John, with us, Gary Gannon. Gary... You're synonymous with the street because your mother was a street trader.
She was. My mother was a street trader on Henry Street. I grew up on the street and it means a lot to me.
And you helped out as well as a kid?
I did. Every morning before school, I'd go up to the markets, we'd get the fruit and then I'd be back down after 2:30 to sit with my mother to go home for dinner.
So you've lots of memories of running up and down here as a little one, down across Henry Street and up and down Moore Street.
Yeah, all my childhood memories of all around this street, getting tripes up and down every morning from Summer Hill to the markets and then back again in the evening time. Very fond memories.
Okay, well, the photographers are standing by. You're about to pull the veil off this statue here, yes. Gary, live on the John Murray Show. We'll give a 5-second countdown. Here we go, guys. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yay!
Look who it is! Gary, tell us.
Well, Margaret, it's not you after all.
It's not Margaret, unfortunately. It is a tart with a cart and a very big heart. It's her very own. It's Agnes Brown.
Mrs. Brown, everyone. John, not many people have guessed Mrs. Brown. Some were saying Louis Walsh. And John, this morning someone actually said, I bet you it's John Murray. And I said, no, John will only have his likeness cast in gold, nothing else. And we put that rumour to rest. But we're looking at a massive statue now. It looks bronze. I'll have to go over and inspect if it is real bronze. But it's Mrs. Brown, and she has a cart with fruit in it, depicting a real scene from Moore Street, as you'd see. And it's a beautiful, massive statue. What do you think, Gary?
I think it's absolutely perfect. Mrs. Brown, the mother of Moore Street. It's here to announce the release of the DVD, the movie, today, which is on national sales from today. And I'm absolutely delighted with it. It's really... Mrs. Brown brought a lot of publicity to the area when she released the movie. I'm delighted to have her here. It's really important for the area.
Lorraine, what do you you think?
Is it free DVD for everybody in the audience?
Good question.
You definitely get one.
Fabulous.
Well, John, I'm told that the statue has been put up for 24 hours, so people have 24 hours to come down and see Mrs. Brown. But we want to know, do you think, should it be left here permanently?
Yes. Yeah, more than 24 hours.
What do you think, guys?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So, John, maybe you might put it out in 5155 to the listeners.
Throw that one out to the listeners. We want to know, should Mrs. Brown be in Moore Street for longer than 24 hours? Should she stay or go? Text us on 51551 or email john@rte.ie. Colm, fair dues to you.
John, thank you very much. We got there in the end. We're going to take some photographs, tweet them from the account, and the crowd is gathering. It's getting bigger and bigger. But if you want to see Mrs. Brown,
24
at the
moment,
she's
only
going to be here for 24 hours.
Great,
and
thanks.
You want a bit of fish or fresh fruit, come down to Moore Street.
There you go. Yeah, you get some good bargains,
and
John.
And don't forget the flowers.
And the flowers. And get the ad in there.
John,
thanks a million.
Thank you.
Yes, great fun on Moore Street this morning.